Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of Stephen's Week, the weekly update on marketing and technology. In this episode, I will talk about a huge step forward of social commerce and give you some details about the largest IPO we have ever seen in human history. Enjoy this new episode. Shopify and TikTok announced a really fascinating partnership. Shopify will now allow their merchants to start advertising on TikToks without leaving the Shopify platform. So if you're selling on Shopify, you will be able to select a product and then automatically an advertising video will be created and will be posted on TikTok. And then if people click on it when they are exposed on it on the social network, they will go back to the Shopify environment to buy the product. They're going to launch this week. So obviously this is making sure that they're ready for the holiday season. But again, this is a new step forward where social commerce is growing in importance every single day. And we're now almost every company, because Shopify is the largest e-commerce platform in the world, almost every company can now benefit from the potential of TikTok. This is a huge step forward for social commerce. Another piece of evidence that our buying behavior changed completely because of COVID. Let's dive into the market of online groceries. In 2019, about 18% of the US population bought groceries online, now and then, of course. In 2020, that's 32%. In the UK, it increased from 5% to 10%. And one of the large winners of this evolution is Instacart. The two most important players in the US for online groceries are Amazon and Walmart. And then number three is Instacart. That's not a retailer, but it's an e-commerce platform that enables consumers to buy groceries from any grocery store that is linked to Instacart. And then Instacart picks it up in the store. Instacart delivers the groceries to the homes of the consumers. And they are so user-friendly, they are so all over the place that they are the largest grower in the online grocery industry. It's clear now that we're seeing the largest IPO in human history when Ant Financial Services goes public. They have a valuation that is about $313 billion and they're going to raise about $34 billion. Ant Financial Services is a spin-off of Alibaba. It's the Alibaba of financial services. It's a company that started with online payments, with mobile payments, Alipay. About a billion Chinese people use Alipay for their payments. But what many people don't know that it's much more than a payment company. It is the largest financial services company in China. They are market leader in terms of loans. They have many investment products. They are huge in insurances. And 90% of the people that use Alipay also use the other financial services of Ant Financial Services. So this is a huge company with an enormous potential. It is like the Amazon.com for financial services. And now that it's public, we're gonna learn so much more of it. So I'm very interested in seeing their evolution and especially how they will expand to Western markets. Like last year, they also raised a lot of money and then their goal was clear. We're gonna use this money to go to Europe and to become successful in Europe. So I'm sure we're gonna see much more of them in the next few years. So guys, this was my weekly update. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a fantastic weekend. Stay safe and hope to see you again next week for a new episode of Stephen's Week. Bye-bye.